Scott McMorrow is the general manager of the Inverness Public Utilities District. They have been ordered to conserve water by the state. Why was that done?
Well, as you are aware, no doubt, the state is in a very severe drought, so the State Water Resources Control Board needed to take action based on direction of the governor. And I fully appreciate what they've done because they're trying to figure out how to wrap their heads around the drought. So they've taken a kind of general approach towards having water agencies enact conservation measures.
But in your case, that seemed to be kind of a misguided gesture?
Well, I don't know about misguided. What we have is our sources of water come locally. So there are some streams that we get water from. So we don't rely on snowpack or anything that happens over in the Sierras. So though I appreciate what the state is doing, the one-size-fits-all approach needed to be taken in order to get their job done. It's not quite a snug fit with Inverness Public Utility District.
Do you have pretty good supplies then?
Our creek flows are low, for sure. They're low, but they're adequate at this point in time.
How much of a supply do you have on hand?
At any given time, we have a maximum supply of 400,000 gallons.
And you're topped off right now?
Yep.
So this emergency conservation order, does it mean doing anything different?
Well, it will. It will require that customers of IPUD take certain actions to conserve water. For instance, if they're doing any outdoor irrigation, they can't have water runoff into the street. They need to have a positive shutoff device on the end of their hose, basically a nozzle, to ensure that their hose just can't run water. And several what I would consider common sense steps toward conserving water.
Have you seen conservation in your customer base prior to now?
We have. You know, we're out in Marin County. The next nearest town to us is Point Reyes Station. And the water agencies that have enacted their equivalent of what we're about to do, we're getting sympathetic conservation on the behalf of our customers. Our customers are wonderful. They really respond well. They're environmentally aware of what's going on. And they work hard to make sure that we maintain a healthy habitat, but also conserve the water and treat it as the precious resource that it is.
With this new order in place, do you as a water provider have to do anything differently?
Well, we'll have to ensure that people abide by the terms of the conservation measures that I was just talking to you about earlier. One of the issues that has come up with this thing is also they're saying that the conservation measures have to stay in place until April 25th, 2015. I assume at that point they're going to evaluate snowpack and rainfall statewide, and they could extend it or they could rescind it at that point in time.
By that time, your supplies will be maxed out?
Well, it will be raining here by then, so we'll be fine.
As I understand it, you can only capture so much regardless of how much rain there might be.
Correct. That's absolutely correct.
Where is it stored, and what happens if you get more than you can hold?
We have several tanks throughout town that the water is stored in. In total, they equal 400,000 gallons. And the water that's not stored just flows down the creeks and out into Tomales Bay.
Nice to be in a place where you don't have to be so concerned, I guess.
Well, we want to be aware that water is a precious resource, but there are places in California that are much worse off than we are, certainly.
Scott McMorrow is General Manager of the Inverness Public Utilities District. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Bruce.